where you live, Charles.
This is where I live.
Well, at last I discover the lion's lair. Very nice.
It's comfortable, Edith.
The best apartment in town, and he says it's comfortable.
I really must go in, Edith. I'm meeting Gerber early tomorrow.
Gerber. Must I always hear about that man?
He's a very brilliant man, a great aviation engineer.
If you knew how often you said that.
Oh, I'm sorry, but really, Gerber is the...
No more Gerber for baby. Kiss me. Good night, Charles.
Good night, dear. Well?
Call me tomorrow?
Don't I always?
Always. Good night, darling.
Yes, Charles, you always call Edith, but mainly because you don't want her calling you. You watch as her big car moves away from the curb and rounds the corner out of sight. Then you turn, glance toward the fancy grilled entrance to Grosvenor Arms. For a moment you stand there thinking, then start walking slowly, breathing in the crisp night air, enjoying it until you reach another neighborhood. It's a strange thing about New York, isn't it, Charles? How a few short blocks can make such a difference. The thought is turning over in your mind as you enter the hotel where you really live and move up to the desk.
And a guy sidles up to me and starts into that routine about doing some important work.
Important work, say that to laugh.
Yeah, and I tell him, if he don't pay...
Uh-oh.
Well, if it ain't our Mr. Vaughn now. And what can I do for you, Mr. Vaughn?
You can give me my key. That is, if I'm not interrupting an important conversation.
Get him, Sammy. He wants his key.
Yeah, and after what you
said. Look, I said I want my key. I live here, remember?
You lived here. We don't carry nobody on the books.
All right. You're going to bring up the subject of the rent. I told you I'd pay tonight.
Only you got some excuse.
I've got the money. If you just give me time to give it to you, here. 30, 35, 37, 50. And I want a receipt for it, too.
I now believe in Santa Claus.
Just put the receipt in my box and give me the key.
Sure. But next time, try being on time.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, sure, I know. Because you're getting that big promotion. Well, I still want to see the cash.
Look, you're paid up through the week. Simply because I'm a few days late once in a while.
Once in a while, he says. We're in $80 suits, but he's always late paying for an $8 room.
Yeah.
What a way to live.
Yeah. What do you know about living?
Maybe nothing, but I know a four-flusher when I see one.
Yes, Charles, the hotel where you really live. A frightening contrast from Grosvenor Arms, but so much more practical under the circumstances. You could never get by with your playboy masquerade on your draftsman's salary, not and live anywhere else. Only $8 a week, Charles. The rest going for fine clothes, entertainment. All the requirements for winning a girl like Edith Seto. She's everything to you, isn't she, Charles? A beautiful symbol, moving in the world toward which you've always strived and wanted more than anything else. Yes, you have to have Edith, Charles. And you know that somehow, some way, you'll manage it. Only for now, the important thing is the job the two of you are always laughing about, the promotion. Actually, you need that promotion, Charles. Need it badly if you're going to continue towards your goal. And that's why as you enter the office of Alex Gerber the following morning, it's the only thing on your mind.
Well, good morning, Charles.
Morning, Alex.
I'm glad you're in early. I have news for you. Sit down.
Oh, what is it, Alex? Did I get the promotion?
Promotion? What are you talking about?
Oh, now, please, Alex, don't joke with me. The head draftsman's job, it's mine, isn't it?
Oh, that? No, Charles, of course it isn't. Huh? I told Graham myself that you were too good for the job. I believe he gave it to Randy Carr.
You told him I was too good.
Well, certainly. That's junior executive stuff, my boy. You're cut out for bigger things, much bigger.
But, Alex, I was counting on it. It means everything.
Forget it, Charles. Now, don't be foolish. You have creative ability. You'll be head and shoulders above all the Randy Cars in the company someday.
But, Alex, when? When? Oh,
now, be patient, Charles. These things take time. Well, it took years for me. Might be the same with you, but...
I can't wait, Alex.
Of course you can wait. Now sit down, will you? I want you to look at these figures.
Figures?
I was right, Charles. It all adds up. My work is finished.
Oh, the compartment.
Of course the compartment. Look.